That's it. It's NFL Australia. How you going? I'm your co-host, James Clements. I am a guy. That's definitely for sure. I'm the editor of CodeBet. I do a bunch of other stuff. You might see my mug in the newspaper. Jesus. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios. A very tired corporate gym, they call me. On the other side of this here iPad is a bloke who is trying to make room on his left testy for the 6-0 tattoo, I think it is. It's the singer. Sometimes singer, we'll say, in a band called Big Ramshackle Army. He is my mate. He's your mate. He is Fly, Fly, Fly. Baby, Fly. It's Gaz. Gaz, what's going on?
Mate, we're the elephant in the room is how fucking late we are this week, Jimmy.
Don't tell anybody.
We're recording
what.
This.
They won't notice. Know.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. You haven't been waiting. And my email's been inundated. Not really. Yeah, we're recording on a Thursday night because someone's been out on the piss. Well, we've both been out on the piss. So we thought we'd tie it up in a little bit of a different way this week.
We call that a scheduling conflict.
Scheduling conflict.
But either way, week six is done. Very done now. Yep. It was done on Tuesday. It was done 2 days ago. New York is back, Gaz. Don't know if you heard. And underdogs rule. And cost
fucking
everybody a lot of money, I reckon, this week on Rufo. Yeah. Anyway, and of course, I don't know, there's like one undefeated team. No one really cares about them, though. Either way,
we'll get to that.
We're going to wrap up week six for you really briefly, because no one gives a fuck anymore. It's Thursday. We'll get you set up for week seven, which starts basically by the time you're hearing this. And so that's it. All in one dumb hungover NFL Australia package at this point, I reckon. I dare say. Yeah. Sounds good. All right, let's get into it. Episode 56 of NFL Australia. Let's go. Is this what I came here for? Let's ride. No, this is a real injury and I am in real pain. Yeah, that's right. This is Russell Wilson definitely not making excuses. And you're listening to NFL Australia. Let's ride. All right, guys. Week six. This was
even
chaos.
More a half-assed let's ride than the ones after the last three losses, Jimmy.
I think my favorite aspect of the let's ride thing is just all of it. Like the Broncos country. That's right.
Lame.
And just like,
so
if you,
lame.
I don't know if you've watched the outtakes video of him like doing the Broncos country, let's ride, and like trying out all the iterations. It is the cringiest fucking thing.
Oh, I have not seen that, but I will be looking it up.
It is nice one. Tough, tough watch. Anyway, we can probably start there if we want. We're going to go through some very, very brief random thoughts from week six in the NFL. Gaz, what do we got?
Oh, you want me to do it? All right.
Why not?
Injuries. We'll start with the injuries. Start with the good news. Pugh and Hollywood Brown out long-term for the Cards, which has forced them to make a couple of moves. Randall Cobb, that guy who's 30,000 years old, should be out there in a walking frame. He's done a high ankle sprain. Skylar Thompson, just something for this year, Jimmy. Just a quarterback for the Dolphins coming in and immediately getting injured. Teddy Two Gloves ended up finishing that game. Kenny Pickett. Gets a start, goes down with a concussion. Mitchie Trubisky comes in and gets a win. Cameron Brate goes off, taken to hospital. Ends up with a sprained neck. Got not good news when you've just come back from a concussion. And Carson Wentz broke his finger out 4-6. It's Heineken time, buddy. It's Heineken time. Other random thoughts. The teams from New York continue to not be a joke be no joke, as I've written here.
They're a joke. Because they keep taking all my money. Because the Giants being 5-1 and the Jets 4-2 is absolutely fucking off the chain, and I hate it. So,
and they've both been contenders. If you said at the beginning of this year that they were going to knock off the Packers and the Bucks, you'd go, no fucking chance. You're smoking drugs. But here we are. This is the world that we live in this day and age. And on related note, Green Bay fans don't like opponents' rookie cornerbacks mocking the cheeseheads when they lose. That's Sauce Gardner.
He's just full of life and look at him. He's got a great personality. No, he's just giving them shit. Well,
being
that's
a
funny.
Dick.
That's awesome.
Just being a dick.
What a legend. It's like, his name is Sauce. I think you can get away with a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Bills Chiefs was as advertised. That I think
game
that's
was
fucking
awesome.
That's fucking great. Yep. We got a trade. We'll touch base a bit further on it later. But Robbie Anderson has gone to the Cards, which is somewhat related to the Hollywood Brown injury. Rush hour is over, Jimmy, as Cooper Rush got his first loss at the hands of the Eagles, and Dak is now cleared for flight, so he will be back next week. And you touched on it before, but we always finished that there is still one undefeated team, Jimmy, and they will stay undefeated one more week because we are on a bye. So the Eagles will be going into week 8 as the only undefeated team. There you
fly,
go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Ugh, I don't like it, but either way, I'll tell you what, week 6, look, we're going to quickly wrap all these games, but really, I feel like a lot of them weren't very good, but then as you alluded to, Bills Chiefs was fucking unreal, and Eagles Cowboys was sick as well, right? Like,
yeah,
it was like the really nice saving grace, like,
yeah,
into Monday, where you're like, yes, these games are rad. Because, you know, I mean, the Cowboys gave you a bit of a scare. We'll get into that. Commanders back on Thursday. You might remember that. That's a week ago now.
Oh, fuck. Jesus.
That horror show. 12-7. Commanders win it. The Commies beat the Bears in Chicago. The weird muff punt at the end. Oh, God, it was just all fucking... This entire thing was gross. Brian Robinson, though, was the story there, right? Dude gets shot in the leg a couple of times, comes back, scores his first touchdown in the NFL in his second game. Love to see that.
It was, let's be honest, that game was exactly as gross as we fucking thought it was going to be.
Yes, it was. Juzzy Fields, though, absolutely just fucking burning it up compared to Carson Wentz. That's just, says a lot, doesn't it? Anyway.
Just got fucking let down. Like, the fact that after all of that, he stepped up, he started sketchy, came back, you know, started playing well, and then it came down to half a yard. Mooney out of the end zone, juggled that catch. Like, he would take that fucking nine ways to Sunday. So
I reckon there was about three times in that game where it's like passes that Fields threw where you're like, that was a good pass. And like the receiver dropped, like turned their head at the wrong fucking time and spent it before they had it and just left it behind. You're like, what the, you're killing this fucking poor kid. On to Monday's games. Patriots, my beloved Patriots, fucking just destroyinated the Browns. Our defense was fucking awesome. Love me some Bailey Zappi. It's Zappy days, I'll tell you that much, Gaz. Zappy days. I reckon my Zappy fucking jersey in the mail. But this was like a weird game, but this was our defense and special teams. Like, we fucking smoked them in the second half. I think we put up 28 points in the second half. It was only like 10-3, 10-6 or something, I think, at halftime. But Ramondre Stevenson just continues to be like maybe a top five running back, which is awesome.
Yep.
Damien Harris out. Boom, off we go. Zappy goes for over 300. A couple of touchdowns, love that. Falcons, they beat the Niners because the Niners just don't have anybody left, I think, anymore.
What the fuck?
It was chaos. Mariota was awesome. So he had three touchdowns. And Jimmy G nearly threw for like 300 yards. And it was on for young
Mariota
and old.
Mariota have like one incomplete pass. He had like 124 yards or something, but at like 92% completion.
He went 13 of 14, Gaz.
There and, you go.
For 129 yards. That's,
there you go.
That's my number two pick. Love it.
Yeah.
You know, back in the olden days and Jameis and Mariota went in the same draft. But that was a weird one. It was just one of those things where the Niners just keep losing dudes. And you're like, there's like a tipping point where you go, nah. And that's every time you watch the Niners, like you can literally watch, I reckon, the first 5 minutes of every Niners game go, nah, they're not winning this one. Boom.
Yep.
We're out.
Yep.
There's like a crispness. Christmas. Yes, to them. When they're on, they just look fucking unbeatable. But when they're not, they are plenty beatable. That's why they're 3-3, guys. The Jets, it's a soft J. They beat the Green Bay Packers. What? In Green Bay, guys. 27-10.
Not even fucking close, mate.
Unbelievable.
It was not close.
Talk about Christmas. Watching this game, it looked like... So I've mentioned this a couple of times on this show about how you sit down and watch a game and you're like, did they speed up that replay or something? It's like, no, you're just watching it live and there's just somebody that they have that's like 400 million times faster than the opposition. Breece Hall is that guy.
Breece Hall is fucking out of control, right?
Fucking amazing. So
they
literally just kicked the shit out of the Packers in Green Bay. Yep. This is the New York football Jets.
Yes, fucking hell.
The Jets smashing a Green Bay Packers team. They're 4-2, the Jets, 3-3, the Pack. The Jags lose to Indy in just stupid fucking fashion, costing me a bit of money or just a bit that were there, all because of a last-minute fucking, was it Ryan P- there was the Pierce pass, wasn't it? Yeah. So Matt Ryan finds him and boom, just fucking drags it out of nowhere. Jags just snatching defeat from the jaws of victory time and time again. Travis at the end.
Nearly 390 yards for Matty Ryan, who against the Broncos
looked like a fucking corpse. Like, what are we doing? Anyway, moving, we're going to fly through all the rest of these. Fuck it. Minnesota 24-16. That was a bit of a, I don't know. They held on. It was just fucking, I enjoyed the, you know me, I love my uniforms. Purple in the aqua, it was a bit weird. I'll tell you that much. But anyway, Bengals Saints, this was fucking weird. But this is a lot of the LSU magic, I reckon. This was Joey B, smoking Joey Burrows.
He rocked up in the,
and Jamar Chase.
He rocked up in the jersey, right? He rocked up in Jamar Chase's championship.
Back down there in Louisiana, oh, off they go. 30-26, they beat the Saints. Love that one. They were leading, and then Bengals got them. Ravens, they lost to the Giants. They were ahead. Gave up two touchdowns that last quarter. Boom, they lose. It was brutal. They're down 10. They came back and won it by 4.
What happened to Lamar? Lamar in the last 2 weeks has been just ill.
Yep.
I don't know how else to say it. Steelers, it's just been...
They beat the Bucks. That was pretty funny. Basically, at this point, I think we may have gone through a run where either every underdog or somebody had like either not covered or cut. Like, it was an absolute chaos run by this point.
Yeah.
And then it got even weirder where the Steelers beat the Bucks. 10-point underdogs, looking shit all year. Tom Brady, the Bucks, they come in. Tom Brady spent the weekend hanging out with his best mate, Bobby Kraft. Getting shit-faced at his wedding in fucking New York. Is it weird if you're a million years old to have a wedding? I just find that fucking strange.
Oh,
so, look, we all know what's going on here. Jesus. Anyway, but Trubisky, as you mentioned, comes off the bench. Boom. They get the win. Just Mitchie T wasn't bad either. I'd say that much. But the Bucks are a mess. We'll talk about that again later, no doubt. The Rams pull off a big win against the Panthers. They look like shit. They were down at halftime. You're like, here's the dead coach bounce we all expected. And then the Rams just put them to the sword in the second half because that Panthers team fucking sucks. They're punching on the sidelines, basically. Anyway, Seahawks, just gross game. 19-9, they beat the Cardinals. And I'll tell you what, if they lose tomorrow, Cliff Kingsbury might be on his ass. Kenny Walker.
He's the story, right?
Can play. Yeah. What else? We had the Bills Chiefs, as mentioned, 24-20. They win that on a Mahomes interception at the end. Basically trying to win the game off his own back, throws in a double coverage, gets picked off, game over.
Yep.
Tough scene. Good comeback by the Bills, though. It was 10-10 at halftime. They just basically eked it out in the end. It was fucking a great game. And then, of course, your Eagles, 26-17, let the Cowboys all the way back in it because your second quarter Eagles, as they are known, apparently just can't score at any other point. Unless it's the second quarter, but they eat this one out.
Yeah,
in the fourth.
Eked it out. A 20 to zip lead before they scored a field goal just before halftime. And then the next 14 points they scored before we went, oh, yeah, we're the running team. And Micah Parsons is over pursuing the fuck out of the ball. Let's just run at him.
Yep.
And then we did that and eked out a 12 play drive to pretty much steal the game.
Lane Johnson, which sort of threw you for a loop.
That was the problem.
Right?
That was it, right? Yeah, we ended up with Driscoll, who's been all over the shop playing for us, but not good news.
Then Monday Night Football was one of the weirdest overtime finishes you'll see, where no team had a first down and the Chargers won. 19-16 with Dustin Hopkins. Ooh, talk about, I'm in real pain. Every time he kicked the ball, it's just like, it's like the Simpsons bit where the dude's leg follows the ball through the air and then boots it through for the point. That was basically Dustin Hopkins. And I think he kicked 4 field goals and all, like, his leg was completely fucked. Anyway, Jazzy Herbs didn't quite cover himself in glory. He threw for 240 yards, threw 57 times. And I still, to this day, have no idea why they didn't challenge that fucking Mike Williams catch at the end, I think, of regulation that I feel like he got his foot down. It's like, it was this fucking awesome catch. They're like, oh, no. Nah. It's like, just, I don't know. I feel like you should take a look.
Give it a crack.
It doesn't hurt.
Give it a crack.
But obviously they win that because of the fumbled punt return where you push a dude back into his teammate. Apparently that's fine.
That's fine. No, cool. Get away with it. Doesn't matter.
Radical. And that was the week that was. We obviously had Detroit, Tennessee, Vegas, and Houston on buys.
One
of those weeks where you don't miss any of those teams whatsoever.
No.
And then you look at the buys for this week and you're like, oh.
Yep.
This is going to suck.
It's going to suck.
I think I'm sleeping in on Monday. Like, what are we doing? Fucking hell. Anyway, so with all that in mind, let's fang through some yeah-nahs from Gaz. I think he's going to tee me up. What do you reckon? Go.
All right. Yeah, these are all fucking aimed at you, mate. What Staley is doing with shit decision-making and generally wasting your mate Herbs is nothing short of a fucking felony. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, Brendan Staley, I don't know what it is. All I want is consistency, I think. And he does the dumbest shit. Like, he and Nathaniel Hackett. Spoiler alert. It's just like, they just do the dumbest shit where it's like, you can almost, like a lot of the time, you can sort of see the method in their madness, as you say. Mm. But the rest of the time, you're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's just some of the dumbest stuff. Time after time, and like I'm all for going for it. I'm all for like being aggressive. It's like, oh, the maths say you should go for it. It's like, cool, fine. Also, is your team any good, and how good is your play calling when you're going for it these fucking times? Because I feel like that matters more than the fucking tiny little bee's dick of a chance difference in this fucking, in the maths, you giant math dorks. Like, cool, but Staley is just literally just fucking going to get Jussie Herbs killed, and it breaks my heart. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, next one. Hackett's impersonation of an NFL coach is just not very good. Yeah, nah. Melvin Gordon, I just want to commit. There was a couple of things that I wanted to pull out of this. Melvin Gordon, yes, he'd had some fumbles earlier in the year, but he was coming off a 100-yard from scrimmage game, gets benched before the game as the starter, gets shown on the Jumbotron at SoFi with, like, a clown face on by the Chargers fans, gets fucking slammed, then he's instantly named the starter this week. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And they've only been over 20 points once in 6 games, Jimmy, with this fucking Rusty Wilson fucking massive contract.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I think it's just as well they gave Russell Wilson, you know, $250 million. Because he'll fix this, right? You hate to see it to a team like the Broncos as well.
And then you get, we would have been a different team if Patrick was on the field. Are you like, how, sorry? You've still got Joe Judy, was supposed to be pretty good.
What, we're talking about Tim Patrick? Like, what about Pat Surtain? Like, at least their defense is going to be
their
so fucking
keeping
dirty.
Them in games.
They've been fucking great. They're going to be so dirty that Russell is just like shitting himself like at every opportunity. The thing is, he actually took off and was like, oh, yeah, I've been criticized for not running. Look at this. I'm going to do some runs. You're like, yeah, guess what? This opens up your offense. It's just the fact that you also can't make any fucking throws. I think it might be the other point that's killing him. Anyway,
there were a couple of drives in that. Was it the second quarter at the beginning of that game? You're like, oh, this fucking, here we go. Maybe,
well, the first half, they had, the 16 points, and they never scored again.
It was fucking ridiculous. All right. Now, I don't know if anyone's been following the news on the owners' meeting and what's been going on with the owners. Jerry Jones versus Robert Kraft would be a better cage match than Dan Snyder versus Jim Irsay. Yeah, nah.
I love both the matchups. Like, Snyder versus Irsay is awesome. Jones Kraft might be the headliner, though, because you got the old coots.
It's got to be, right?
100%. Oh, man, I'm going to kick your ass, Robert Kraft. Come over here. I'm going to whip your ass. And it's like Bob Kraft going, I just got a handy. I'm going to get you. It's just going to be fucking on. So Kraft is like, what, being bagged by Jerry Jones for carrying water for Goodell, right?
Yeah, so he's trying to block, Jerry Jones is trying to block the contract and for Goodell being renewed. And what did he come out and say? Don't fucking try me or whatever he said to between Kraft and Jerry Jones. But then, of course, Jim Irsay came out during the week and said that, pretty much believes that there's an ownership. He would pretty much vote for Dan Snyder to be removed as an owner. I could see that happening.
Yeah, the commies had to come out and go, yeah. We didn't like that.
He's got a report on his own toxic culture, doesn't he, Jim Irsay? Like, there's no one innocent. And so look at the four of them. We've got the Dan Snyder toxic culture, which we all fucking know about way too much. Jim Irsay's had a report and, you know, the misogyny within the cults and all that sort of stuff.
And, you know, Robert Kraft, a bit of DUI action and or just exactly. Like all the general Jim Irsay fuckery, etc.
Yeah. Robert Kraft's got his old rub and tug story. And Jerry Jones, like today or yesterday, someone's come out and is suing him for sexual assault in front of Cowboys players.
Nice. Yeah. It's almost like being a billionaire owner of an NFL franchise. You might be a bit of a fuckhead. Anyway.
All right, next one. Moving straight along. With the recent struggles of both teams, A-Rod's going to surprise the world and come out and retire before Brady has a chance to, stealing his thunder.
Oh.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, I love this because, to be honest, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, the fact that Aaron Rodgers might just go, actually, fuck it.
I'm all right.
Like, it wouldn't surprise anybody, would it? Like, you'd be
just
like,
go take
to be honest,
drugs
that checks it. Yeah, I'm just going to go do some ayahuasca, go hang out in South America, sweat out some fucking drugs, what's going on, get some more shit tattoos. Be fucking gnarly, bro. And Brady's just like, dude, I just got fucking, I'm single. Like, I'm ready to mingle. Like, I'm going to go hang out. I'm going to go bang a fucking bridesmaid at Bobby Kraft's wedding. Like, just, I'm fucking living the good life. I don't even give a fuck about footy anymore. But yeah, it is weird sort of watching the Packers and the Bucks struggle. Because, you know, this is the sort of thing. It's week six. I think the intro to my article for this week's so the thing is, like, week six, like, this is the time where it starts getting sort of real because you've sort of gotten past the point where September's essentially been your extended preseason. The teams are sort of starting to click. And no teams are really starting to click apart from, like, the top three or four. And that's kind of, like, even the Niners, we saw them just fucking lose to Atlanta. Like, they were the one team where you're, like, on the NFC going, oh, shit, this defense just keeps it up. They're fucking awesome. A-Rod and co. lose to the goddamn Jets. Brady and the Bucks lose to the fucking Steelers. Like, what is going on? This is absolute. But the thing is, across the board, it seems like offense is horrible this year. Yeah. Out of nowhere. And I don't know if it's like the defensive coordinators of the NFL have all gotten together and gone, we need to be smarter. We need to figure this out. Or it's just that offense needs more time to gel from the offseason and plan. But I feel like it's usually you should be able to take advantage of defenses who haven't had as much time to sort of get on the same page. So it's a little bit weird, essentially.
There's a whole bunch of four and two teams that you're just waiting to fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
And there's, well, in the Giants case, it's 5-1 teams. But there's also 2-4 teams. You're just like, you guys have got the horses, no pun intended, Broncos, to be better. Yeah. Like, we're just waiting for you to click. Like, there's an expectation that, and we've said it all along, the Bucks and Packers will be fine. But now it's starting to get that deeper into the season.
You might be a little bit too far behind the eight ball at some point. Like, my favorite thing, I think, going into the season was, like, Minnesota to win that NFC North. Like, one of my favorite sort of looks. And you're like, oh, yeah, not bad. And now it feels like shit. Like, they're like 2.5 games up because they beat them. They're already 2 wins up as well. It's like, holy shit. Like, Green Bay got to do a lot of work to get back just to level pegging of the Vikes. The thing is with Tampa Bay, they might still win the division because it's shit.
Like, yeah, exactly.
The Falcons, they're not good. We all know that. No. But
they're plucky.
They've covered 6 straight games. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. But the Saints, they're 2-4. The Panthers are a garbage fire. And the NFC West, the power division, like, they're basically all 3-3, and then there's the Cardinals. It's mind-boggling.
We've still got to get, but DeAndre Hopkins has still got to come back, right? Like, one guy is not going to flip that team on its head, and Kingsbury's probably still looking for a job next year.
Yep.
That has got to be the story, right? Like, they've extended that entire front office.
And it's horrible.
And Kingsbury without actually achieving fucking anything. And now they've got to, relook at everything. And then the last one was always coming. Zappy will be the starter by the end of the season. Yeah, nah.
This one hurts my heart too, because I do have a lot of time for Mac Jones. But I'll tell you what, there's a little bit of something about Zappy that I'm just like, it just zaps you. You're just like, this guy might be good. Like, he might actually just be a little bit good. And there's a confidence behind, like, I feel like every time I watch Mac Jones, it almost like, it felt like every time he threw the ball, he then almost automatically sort of the eyes would slide to the sideline and go, was that okay? Was that okay? Whereas Zappi's just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just doing my thing. Bang. Look at this.
No expectations, right?
Yeah. I love it. Anyway, good bloke of the week. The bloke you want to buy a beer, Gaz. Who you got?
Mate, Jordan Poyer. Jordan Poyer was back and supposed to play for the Bills this week. Was not medically cleared to fly. So drove the 15 hours to KC to play. That's fucking, that's stepping up for your team.
A long fucking drive, man.
That's a long fucking drive. And the last one for me, Nicky Sriracha in Philly.
I love it.
This was fucking great. So after being swept by the Cowboys last year and supposedly told by Cowboys players as they walked off the field, you don't deserve to be in the division with us, he can be seen mouthing at the end of the game, that's fucking game, fuck you. All right, well, that is the most Philly fucking thing.
He was the most Philly dude out there. So
yeah.
Go Birds, like the entire time.
Yeah. Felt like how about just... he runs back into the room, down the tunnel, and screams, how about them Birds?
Yep.
How about them Eagles, sorry.
So,
now, I don't
was...
want that to become his you like that fucking like Cousins that. Moment, but for right now, I'm all right with it.
But just putting his big giant balls on the table, right? Well, you guys are up like 9 and you go for the 2 point to go up 11 just as a giant double fuck you. It's like, you know, just...
Well, we're up by 8. So the 9 would have been a nice... take the 1 point, it would have been a nice 9.
Two scores.
You know. And he went for the 2 to fucking end it. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Love it. Anyway, good job, Nicky Sriracha. Oh, mate. Yeah. No, mate. Oh, this one's pretty easy.
Fuck, Rusty. So not only is he taking all of the L's in Bronco land, but then there was Marshawn Lynch was on Sherman's podcast this week, and they were talking about how they don't contact Rusty anymore because they only contact people that they can ring directly, and with Rusty you had to go through his manager. Yeah. Like, oh, that's just, you're just not even a good, just a bloke.
Everybody hates him. It's just that entire Seahawks team, it just feels like all of them are just like, this guy fucking kind of sucks, like, to be honest. And, like, all the Seattle fans are kind of like, yeah, that guy kind of maybe just a bit of a fucking giant dork who kind of maybe sucks. And, like, Denver are kind of like, hey, oh, no, did we just give $250 million to a dude who sucks? Oh, fuck. It's like they didn't check the references on the resume, and now they're surprised by, like, how shit the employee is. They're like, wait. This guy lied about knowing how to use Excel. Fuck. He's useless. So, social media manager, and he can't log into Twitter. What the fuck is going on with this guy? Anyway, another old mate, no mates.
Got a couple of honorable mentions. Just a couple of honorable mentions. The entire Chargers organization in the city of LA, the fucking stadium was half empty. Their brand new, spanking, pretty SoFi stadium, and it was half full, mate.
Yeah, well, this is what happens
when
it's not your...
Even the away fans didn't come and fill it for them.
Yeah, when it's not your stadium, you're always a bit shit out of luck, right? When you're the second team in the place. Like, I mean, it's weird for the New York teams because they obviously share Meadowlands, right? And, like...
Yeah.
But it's also just a fucking pain in the ass to get to for everybody. It's like...
Everyone.
It's like equal opportunity, fuck you, which is very New York.
Yeah,
it's
Well,
A, it's in New Jersey. B, fuck you if you want to go there, right?
Yeah.
So, like... If there's like a scattered crowd, you're like, it doesn't really surprise you because it's like usually the Jets and the Giants are fucking shit and like it's a pain in the ass to get to the fucking place. So whereas SoFi, like again, it's LA, it's just a pain in the ass to get fucking anywhere, but they don't own that. They're not the big fucking tenant. Everything is Rams in LA anyway. Like the Chargers are fucking dumb for like calling themselves the LA Chargers. They should stay either with that weird, cool soccer stadium that they had, which is fucking pretty gnarly, fill that up, the 25,000 people one that they had.
Yeah.
Or have just fucking stayed in San Diego. Anyway.
Yeah. Last one is, we touched on it before, is that's Robbie Anderson. He's in Carolina. The team's falling apart. He, on the sideline, fights the coach, gets ejected by his own team. Just sent back to the locker room.
Told to get the fuck out of here.
Just fucking get the fuck out. And apparently he was confused. I'm like, oh, I don't know that anyone else was. But all right. And then funnily enough, traded the next day. So, look, you know, to be honest, it could end up being the best fucking thing that happened to him.
100%.
Because now he's going to be on a team with DeAndre Hopkins, Hollywood Brown when he comes back, and Robbie Anderson. That's a pretty good wide receiver lineup.
His press conference after the thing is like, I don't know. Like, you have to, it's not on me. All I can do is just go out and give the best I can. It's like, I don't think you were, Robbie.
I can only control what I control.
Let me out. I don't think you're controlling much. A really quick outback takeout. I still think, so watching Dustin Hopkins like, my leg. I still think kickers and punters should have to do the same job. There should only be one. Like, that's it. You've only got one kicker, one punter. It's the same fucking thing. You've only got one dude. And they have to do both. Like, that's the rule. Like, the fact that we've got two different people for that sort of shit. And you know what? The backup is the holder. Like, that's it. And it's like, if you're fucked, if, like, your kicker gets hurt, cool. The holder has to become your new kicker and your punter. And then you have to shuffle in another special teams dude in to, like, do the holding. And away we go. Like, I think there's just too much specialty, Gaz. It's just fuck. And then you see Hopkins, ooh, you're like, I love it when they actually then get, you know, dudes like, what was it, Mitch Wish the other day, wasn't it? Where he came out and he's trying to kick the extra points and he's like, boing. It's fucking brutal. But I'm like, how is this skill not fucking transferable? What are you doing, you absolute Muppets? But anyway, that's my outback.
Well, how do you feel? There you go. Here's a question for you, Jimmy. How do you feel about teams that carry two kickers, one as the specific kickoff specialist because they've got a longer leg, and the other one who can kick straighter, so they kick for field goals?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. I feel like it's stupid. I think, to be honest, it should all be the one person.
Wasted spot.
It's crazy.
Wasted spot.
Anyway. Captain Fantasy. I got done this week. 3-3. I'm not having a great fantasy. I just feel like my team is a bit of a mess, but also no one cares. You guys. Yeah.
Fuck, I went down the Jets. That's just fucking painful. It's not that I went down. It's who I went down to. Thanks, Jets, and fuck you.
That's the name of your sex tape, isn't it?
But I'm sitting at 4-2, and I'm second, mate. So no one cares except me. But yeah, let's go. What I'm losing in tipping, I'm doing all right in fantasy.
Yeah. Speaking of tipping and picking and previewing, it's almost like it's one of our jobs or something to do this shit. But I smashed you again.
My hot tip for anyone out there listening is pick exactly the opposite of whatever the fuck I do this year.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. So we mentioned last week that you are the model of consistency of being less than good. 7-7-7-7. Yep. So 7-7-7-6-7-5. I've gone 9-8-11-7-9-8. Not a giant amount of games this week because of the buys, and I got 8. So I was pretty happy with that. So I'm 52-39 at the moment. It's half a slab that Gaz already owes me. So he paid off that one beer last year that I beat you. Oh, no.
No, I was one up.
Yeah, you were one up, but I think you still owed me from the year before, and we figured that one out. So this week, we've got a shit ton of difference as well. So we've got Saints Cards tomorrow. You've actually gone the Cardinals at home. This is a tricky one for me because I did think, and I've written about this as well, I think it's a worry. Like, the Cards, this is the... You're going to get fucking fired, so you better throw everything at a game. For Kingsbury, I just don't know what he can throw at it because I just don't think they're very good. And I think a Saints defense coming off a game against Cincy, like, I just think they're pretty well equipped to slow down the Cards. And I like the Saints getting 2.5 points, so that's where I've gone. And you've gone with Arizona.
I don't like either of these teams particularly. And I want to say that I'm going to play for home field advantage, but I also think that there's a couple
home
of
home field advantage.
That I
they've lost
about.
Eight straight at They're home.
I know, that's what I was about to. I was about to say. So I've gone with that, and now I believe I'm going to change my pick, which is something that I've never done, because I believe also there's a couple of players coming back for the Saints that I completely forgot about. Is Olave coming back this week? I think
Olave's good. But Kamara looked pretty good last week as well. He got, I feel like Kamara got hurt and then came back and was awesome again. So, but there you go.
Changed my mind. I'm changing that one.
We better make sure I change that in the actual master doc. I've done that
in the
now.
Spreadsheet.
Anyway, so we don't screw you over. Detroit Cowboys is the next one. Detroit coming off a bye week. The boys coming off a loss to the Eagles. Cowboys going home. They're 6.5-point favorites at home. You love that if you're taking the Cowboys because it's the just less than a touchdown to cover. I'm just going to go Detroit because until that fucking insane New England game where they got shut out, they have now had 2 weeks to prepare for this. I just sort of think this Cowboys defense is obviously like just fucking purpose built to just destroy teams like Detroit. Where it's like, aha, if you don't have all the best dudes, we're going to fuck you up. Guess what? And even if you do, we'll still fuck you up. I just feel like Detroit with that much planning, you've just got to get close. And I think this might be the weird sort of fucky game where the Cowboys just get a bit wonky. If Prescott comes back, you saw that week one wasn't exactly the lighting the fucking world on fire. So I had to go with Detroit. So getting 6.5, yeah. Like, it'll be a weird fucky Detroit game. Like we saw a couple of times, right? 3 or 4 points in the end.
I thought this one took me a little while. I thought Detroit for a while because I didn't like that 6.5 points. But for me, I've just seen, following all the NFC East media, there's just been so much of Dak sitting back and watching the world jerk off Cooper Rush. I just feel like he's going to be prepared to come out and just to prove a point. I think he'll come back to normal in the next couple of weeks, but it just feels like they've definitely got a point to prove. And bounce back, that defense is going to come out fucking angry after having the Eagles put 26 points up on them.
Love it. Titans are 2.5-point favorites at home against the Colts. We literally just saw this game. It was 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. Yeah. They played in Indy. Titans, 24-17, won that one. Here we are, literally two games later for the Titans, and they're playing again. We've both gone the Titans because they're good, and Indy just stink out loud. Somehow, though, like Indy, in classic Indy fashion, like 3-2. And one.
Yeah.
Obviously. You're like, all right, cool. So you're doing a countdown. Good job. I think it's just that we're both going to the Titans because trust them a little bit more. They're coming off the thing. So away we go.
I don't trust either of these teams, but I think there's going to be a little bit more consistency in the Titans.
It's really hard to beat a team twice in one season.
So, not if they're Indy, I think.
Is it though?
Yeah. Jacksonville, they host the Giants. You've gone Jacksonville. I've gone the Giants because I just can't trust Jags. The fact that they're favored at home. Giants come in 5-1. This is 100% a letdown spot for the Giants, though, isn't it? And, like, I think that's why they're not favored, because everyone's like, nah, they won't do this. The Jags, they've lost, I think, 17 straight games to NFC teams, which is chaos.
Yeah, that's crazy. So
it's just one of those weird fucky things where you're like, that doesn't make any sense, but it kind of does, I guess, because keeps happening.
I just have this weird feeling of like they just can't keep going. It feels like they have literally been riding on emotion for 5 weeks, right?
They've been skating by Brian Daboll's bald head, just fucking wee.
My point is
getting 2.5 points. It 100% feels like a game where like the Jags beat them by one, and I still get my cover. The Giants get a loss, and away we go. Ravens. Yep. Going well, they're hosting Cleveland. You've taken Cleveland. Baltimore are getting healthier, and Cleveland just got fucking shit pumped by my Patriots. So, don't know what's going on here, Gaz. Explain yourself.
I feel like the 6.5 points is tough. I think they're gonna. I think Browns will know what's coming and will just try and make it a ground game and just grind it out. I think that they will lose, and I think they'll lose it close. But Lamar he's my starting quarterback in Dynasty, so I quite really follow him, and it's just not been great.
Yeah.
He's missing targets all over the place. I just don't reckon it's going to be a shootout that there's going to be 6.5-point difference.
That's a good point. I don't mind. Yeah, it's like one of those things, like how many points can the Ravens like actually score? It's like, I don't know, but the flip side is like Cleveland, you're just going to take the ball out of Jacoby Brissett's hands and just go with that power running game. But the Browns just went away from that last week and then got killed and then didn't get a chance to go back to it because they were getting fucking killed. So
they killed, yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know what's going on with their,
maybe Stefanski? Your team is actually just a little bit good, mate.
Maybe. I don't know about that, but I don't know. I think we've got a run game and defense, and I don't know if we've got much else, but it's pretty good. The Bengals. They take on the Falcons. The Falcons, who have covered every game so far this season, and we've actually both gone against them. 6.5-point favorites of the Bengals at home. It just feels like this is the one time where like the Bengals had a nice confidence boosting win in New Orleans. They go home and they just fucking dismantle like a shit defense like the Falcons. That's it.
And you're like, was that last week the get right game? You know, T. Higgins back a little bit healthier, getting those three wide receivers going at the same time.
Yep.
Anyway, I think that's the reason to justify it.
Green Bay, go to Washington. Mr. Rogers goes to Washington. I've got the Packers. For some reason, you've taken Heineken and the Commanders. 4.5-point underdogs at home.
Yeah, I've just got this just raw emotion.
Love it.
I just reckon Heineken's going to come in
and
keep it close, keep it within that 4 points. It's going to be one of those, like, coughing the lung up. Even when the Packers have won, they've won dirty and won close, and I think it could be like last second field goal, just driving Aaron Rodgers, driving them within range, and it's you know, they win by 3 points.
Yeah, he got a win. Mason Crossbar gets him over, and away we go. But I don't know. My vibe is like the Commanders' defense just isn't good at all, and the Packs just run over the top of them. It's like you turn around, it's like 28 zip, and you're like, oh. Anyway, Bucks, they take on the Panthers. Panthers, they did not get their dead coat. Well, they got half of a dead coat bounce game. In between trying to punch on with like their wide receiver. Bucks go there, having just been, 10-point favorites against the Steelers and losing outright. Now they're 10.5-point favorites in Carolina. But I don't know, this is...
feels a bit sketchy, doesn't it?
But this is also still an NFC South team versus like going to Pittsburgh. They just go up to Charlotte. I think they'll be right. I think they cover that. I just didn't like the 10.5 that much. I'm like, but I just can't trust the Panthers to score. Like there should be probably a backdoor cover in there, some sort of weird McCaffrey thing at the end. But the Panthers are just kind of shit. So are the Bucks. They might actually just be bad, but you got to hope that they turn the fucking corner at some point. Anyway, Raiders hosting the Texans. We're both going Vegas both of these teams coming off a bye. But this is also like the Raiders need to win this game basically or else their season's essentially cooked, isn't it? Like if they lose this, they're 1-5 and it's like the season's over. So, that Josh McDaniels has spent like basically 2 weeks just going, how do we fucking kill the Texans? And that's how it's going to happen, I think.
Well, the Texans, their defense has just had a way. Damien Pierce and just grinding it close. So it could be another one where the Texans just fuck everyone's gambling by covering that backdoor cover, as you were saying.
The 6.5 points though, that's very classic-y Raiders fuck it up. They win by 3 and no one feels good about it. Just very Vegas-y. Yeah. Jets, they go to Denver. Broncos country. Let's ride. We're both gone the Jets. Do we believe in the Jets?
That's fucking weird. Do you think, this is strange, right? Because if you think about the fact that home ground is worth 3 points, right? If we think in that logic, then the line is saying that the Jets are the better team, right? Which at this stage feels completely fair. Yeah. In fact, you would almost think it would be more based on recent results, right? Like, they just...
Yeah, so the list...
I think the Jets could come out and fucking smash them, to be fair.
The line that we've got is a 0.5-point favorite towards the Broncos. I've seen it at 1, and it's just I don't know. Like, the Broncos' defense, we understand that it's good. They've kept teams down, but they also just can't score themselves. So, whereas the Jets can... sort of do like lots of different things. They've got good rookies. They've got a half decent defense. Like I kind of just
still don't really trust Zach Wilson, but the receivers in the run game can.
Yep. Anyway, there you go. Both gone the Jets. Seattle Chargers. This is actually a surprisingly weird, fucky, awesome AFC NFC game. Like you've gone Seattle. I've gone the Chargers. Look, the Chargers are less than convincing. We've already hit on the Brandon Staley shit show.
Mm.
I just think that the Chargers escape with one this week and at home again. Seattle are kind of fun. They're kind of funky. They're kind of weird. I do think, though, the Chargers, they have one of these weird games where they win this one out of nowhere by 14. and just start slinging around. So I think there's a big Mike Williams game after he was sort of shut down by, was it Pat Surtain this week?
Yeah, that hurt me.
It's like,
that hurt my fantasy. Yeah, I mean, look, and I believe, so Keenan Allen might be coming back too. He's actually started practicing again, so that will definitely help. But the Addle's been lucky, fun on offense. Kenny Walker getting out and at it. And that Chargers defense is fucking shit. Even though they invest players in it every year, it seems. It's just not very good. I think that they'll keep it close. Either way that it slings, I think this is going to be another one that's kind of kept close. With the 5.5 points just seemed a little bit much.
Yeah, that checks out. I mean, Seattle just have played game after game this season where it's like, I don't know what to make of this team. No one knows what to make of this team. Yeah. They're 3-3.
Yeah.
It's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Their record over the last five is like cover the line, win by 10 against the Cards, lose by 7 against the Saints, win that crazy shootout against the Lions, lose against the Falcons, lose pretty badly against the Niners. And it's like, yeah, you can't tell anything about this fucking Seattle team. Like,
no idea.
Still Geno Smith. He's been fun. He's been good, but I just trust that the Chargers team a little bit more. We've both taken the Kansas City Chiefs over the San Francisco 49ers, a replay of the Super Bowl 54. That sounds right. Yes.
Oh, I got no idea about numbers.
I reckon it was. Either way, Jimmy G, Pat Mahomes, love to see it. Niners, 2.5 point underdogs at home. That's just the injuries. We've both gone the Chiefs. They're just a little bit walking woundedy, I think, at the moment. Whereas the Chiefs all need to win this after that. Last gasp loss to the Bills. The Niners are like, you know, best defense in the NFL, but it's just, there's just too many injuries at this point now, I think.
Yep. And you wouldn't, with that also considered, you wouldn't be in a hurry to rush to bet on Patrick Mahomes dropping a second game in a row.
Yep. That Miami.
Pride is there. Yep.
Miami hosts the Steelers. 7.5 point favorites at home, Miami. We don't know who their quarterback is going to be because all of them just keep getting hurt. You step on the field as a quarterback for Miami and you just get fucking hit by a truck. I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
Well,
we think it's
Tua, right?
Might be Tua.
I think it's going to be Tua.
Might see Teddy Two Gloves again.
How's he going to come back too, right? Like, I would if you're actually gambling, I would be staying the fuck away from this game.
I'm not touching this line, but I'm like, the Steelers just might be shit. Like, it's one of those things, though, like, does that game get their backup? Does Tomlin now light a fire under them? It's like, you just beat the Bucks, motherfuckers. All right, let's go. And the Dolphins, though, I don't know. They were always that weird, fucky 3-0 team that are now 3-3 that we always see, right? Mm. There's always, like, you know, that one team you're like, I don't know. They pull one out of their ass, which they did, I think, back-to-back games. And you're like, cool, but still. And, the lack of a QB week in, week out is sort of showing, but the Steelers are just bad. So,
yeah, they are.
Miami at home, they should cover that 7.5.
You would destroy that, yeah.
And then Patriots, my beloved Patriots, Monday Night Football, 7.5 point favorites over the lackluster Bears. Both taking the Pats. It feels like this is just a run it at them a million times and just beat the Bears. It's kind of game. And that's why we both go on the Pats, -7.5.
I'm just trying to work out. Yeah, we've both definitely gone the Pats. Just trying to work out, does the NFL, did they have some weird expectation of the Bears scheduling them at both on both Thursday night the other week, right?
Yeah.
And Monday?
I feel like we don't see the Bears again in prime time, though. Like this, I think, because every team has to basically play one of those two games. And it's kind of like they've just gone, it's like ripping the Band-Aid off. Like, just do it back to back so we then never have to see them again and never talk about the Bears again. Because, Monday night after a Thursday night, it's a nice little break. Like, it's like, that's almost like a mini bye, right? Like, awesome, feeling great. Now you take on the page. Well, but they also just, I mean, Patriots are rolling at the moment. I don't like that vibe. It's a bit strange, but they should beat this Bears team. Just saying.
When you drop a game to a shit Jets team or something like that.
100%. Yeah. That's exactly when we lose to the Jets or the Dolphins. Either way, there you go. That's five different this week. Interesting. I don't like the differences are pretty stark, I think, this one. Like, I've gone actually two favorites. Yeah, I've taken the Packers and taken the Chargers. You've gone against that. Oh, and I've gone the Ravens. So you're just gone some big underdogs. So good luck with that, Gaz. Love it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off. All right. That's it for week six. Good times, great memories. Late show this week. Look, apologies for that. It's just, you know, it's always going to happen when, working, drinking, launching fucking new products, having to do a million fucking things.
You know, wheeling and dealing.
Having to actually work from an office for once, you know, once or twice a week.
Well, I'm going to be doing the show from Perth next week. Love it. It'll still be daylight. I'll have a beer on a balcony somewhere, jumping online.
Pretty good. Either way, we are weekly. Don't worry about that. We'll still keep pumping them out. It might even just be, you know, maybe one time it'll just be Gaz. Maybe one time it'll just be Jimmy. Who knows? But we'll try to keep it all going. And in the meantime, check us a follow on the old Facey Twitter IGs. Just rate and review us on the old podcast app, whichever one you use. Go on. Don't be... You wouldn't steal a podcast. What are you doing, right? Big thanks to House Hats for the intro and outro song. They rule. Go listen to their album. Get around NBA Australia. We're back. NBA is back. Stoked for that. You can see me on Fox Sports Lab NBA with my man Ben Dixon. And check out CodeBet, which is what I run. It's good. If you want all that good gambling knowledge that I've got up in my brain, you can follow along and... Just hope that Jimmy's picks actually match up from what he's fucking saying. I'm saying so much stuff all the time that I think I might be a bit all over the shop. I try to keep it, you know, straight and level. But anyway, Gaz, what do you got to plug?
Oh, just we've been the Eagle Australia is getting nice interactions. Funnily enough, it happens when you're winning. I've been a lazy prick. In case you haven't noticed from all my coughing, I'm getting over a cold, so I've been slack on the podcast. But I'm going to chuck one out. Review the last couple of weeks, particularly that Cowboys performance and the first six games of the week of the year.
I thought you would have been live streaming that Cowboys game. You know, just out there.
Oh, fuck.
No pants Gaz, just fucking all over. Gross.
I was not happy that I had a busy, like, no one got much production out of me at work. I'll admit. It was like prime time. I'm sitting here just turning the phone off, pretending to work. So, anyway.
Love it.
God bless them.
All right, well, there you go. That's week six in the bag. Back next week, week seven. She'll be a ripper. Some pretty shitty games, but there'll be lots to talk about. And we'll actually try to endeavor.
On bye.
Yeah, I mean, actually, yeah, we didn't mention the teams that are on bye. I believe it is the Bills, Eagles, the Rams, Bills, the Eagles, and the Vikings. Like, four good teams. Like, four. What has happened? Yeah. Oh, this might be a bit of a rough one. But as I mentioned, like, that weird shit, like Seattle... And the Chargers, like, it's always weird games like that are really fun. Especially at this sort of point of the season, you're like, you'll be watching it on like a Monday morning, like, oh, this game is awesome. Like, we never see this matchup because it's fucking Seattle versus the Chargers.
And it's been a few games where the biggest debate is, was this game so bad that it was good? Or was it just so bad that it's fucking bad?
And we've still got...
Right? There's been a couple of those.
We've still got Chiefs Niners. The only problem is, like, the two primetime games this week fucking suck. Like, Steelers Dolphins could be a shit show. And Bears Pats. Who knows what's going to happen there. But either way, we'll catch you next week, you dickheads.
See yas.
Later, Ozzy. I guess I'll deal this time.